telecom industry taking some heat.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The Justice Department is reportedly looking into possible antitrust violations by telecom companies like AT&T and Verizon. At issue, that you have to sign up for a certain service to get the handset you want, like AT&T and the iPhone. It's all part of the Obama administration's tough stance on antitrust issues. The administration has also been working overtime to get industry support for an overhaul of the U.S. healthcare system. Drug makers got on board last month, saying they'll spend up to $80 billion over 10 years to reduce costs for seniors. This morning, it looks like hospitals will be the next to offer a deal. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
Today, Vice President Joe Biden is expected to announce the administration's latest agreement on healthcare reform. The Washington Post reports that the nation's three largest hospital associations have agreed to forego about $155 billion over the next decade. The savings would come from money hospitals would not be paid. Two-thirds would come from lower Medicare and Medicaid payments. The other third would be from reducing subsidies hospitals get to pay for the uninsured. President Obama has argued that all healthcare players will need to sacrifice revenue for reform to fly. Meanwhile, congressional Democrats are trying to craft a bill that will cover the uninsured, get Republican support, and not break the bank. All that before the president's deadline for signing legislation, the end of the year. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
As part of the Obama administration's proposed health care reform, there's word the White House wants to create an insurance czar to oversee the nation's health care plans. The idea of a so-called health services commissioner is already drawing fire from some states and critics who say that's too much federal power. Worries that global economic recovery is going to take its sweet time as markets mix this morning. London's FTSE is up about 1%. Tokyo's Nikkei index fell 0.3%. U.S. markets were mixed yesterday. The Dow rose 0.5%. The Nasdaq and S&P fell slightly. Oil prices are still low, about $64 a barrel. That's less than half of what it was last year. The Michael Jackson Memorial will be held this morning at the Staples Center here in downtown L.A. 17,500 people got free tickets via online lottery yesterday. Hundreds of thousands more are expected to turn up outside the memorial service. That could cost the city of L.A. more than $1 million in police overtime. But other businesses aren't complaining, as Mitchell Hartman reports.
Fans attending the memorial are expected to pump $2 million into the local economy. That's according to the L.A. Visitors Bureau. Even those who didn't win tickets will find plenty of Michaelabilia around town to spend money on. L.A.'s Grammy Museum is drawing record crowds to its special Jackson exhibit at $10 a head. Spokeswoman Katie Dunham.
Currently, we have four of Michael's jackets. We have the jacket that he wore when he received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Visitors can take a moonwalking tour of Jackson's Hollywood haunts, and Universal Studios is throwing a huge celebration and souvenir-a-thon at its outdoor mall on Thursday. Some fans, though, plan to honor the King of Pop on the cheap.
I'm a big fan of Michael Jackson, but I'm not one of these crazy people, you know, who would buy thousands of dollars on eBay after he died.
L.A. resident Allie Miller will be at today's memorial. First, she was notified she hadn't won tickets. A day later, she got an email saying she had. The value of that bit of Michael memorabilia? Priceless. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Just who controls the rights to all of that Michael-obilia is up in the air this morning. Due to some confusion over Michael Jackson's will, an L.A. judge has temporarily awarded control of the estate to an entertainment lawyer and a music executive. Jackson's estate is worth an estimated $200 million.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by ConAgra Foods, the people behind brands like Banquet, Hebrew National, and Peter Pan. More at conagrafoods.com.
The recession has been tough on business, but there's at least one sector that's booming: car repossession. Last year, nearly 2 million cars were repoed. That's a jump of almost 12%. But the industry has also seen an increase in violence against its workers. In Alabama this year, there have been three shootings involving repo men. They were separate incidents, but the deaths have given their repo men pause. From Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Dubin reports.
Jeff Cash has been a repo man in Birmingham, Alabama for 15 years. Since the recession, he's been a lot busier. On this day, Cash has been working for 38 hours straight. He lives on energy drinks, but he's not complaining.
I mean, the bad economy is good for us. We're like the vultures. You know, they crash and burn, and we're over picking our meat and getting our cars and stuff. So.
Cash doesn't need a license to do repo work. He contracts his services out with lenders, but he only gets paid when he delivers the items he's repossessed. Ron Brown is the chairman of Time Finance Adjusters. That's a repossession trade group. He says the recent uptick in repossessions has meant more people wanting a slice of the repo pie, mostly untrained tow truck drivers.
Inexperienced people getting in the business with a perception of what a repo man is compared to, in reality, what a recovery specialist is.
The reality is the profession is becoming more dangerous. Jeff Cash is well aware of the violence that's plagued Alabama repo men in recent months, but he doesn't carry a gun.
You know, you start flashing a gun, and they want to flash their guns, and I'm not all about that. I'm here to make a living, that's it.
Last year, Cash earned $180,000, enough to pay for a radar detector, a laptop, and a GPS system in his tow truck. And he's doing even better this year. But some of that money goes to pay off his sources. Cash just received a tip. One of his informants has spotted a truck Cash wants to locate. For that, Cash pays a finder's fee.
Anywhere from $50 to $500, depends on what the car is.
With the information, Cash pulls into a neighborhood and sees the truck.
There she is.
Arriving at destination, on left.
He backs into the driveway, clamps the tires, and lifts it away. Cash heads to the lot, where he'll drop off the truck. And he pockets $250. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.